You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, this is Joe. Today we're talking about the first episode of the new season of Doctor Who, Flux, the Halloween Apocalypse. Before the episode starts properly, I wanted to let you know this was originally a Patreon bonus episode, and now we're releasing it publicly for the holidays. Holiday special! Woo! If you'd like to hear more of these bonus episodes, you can find them at patreon.com/watchathon at the $3 a month or more level. We should have most, if not all, of the reviews for the rest of the Flux season up there, as well as reviews of the last season of New Who, and reviews of some of the first Doctor comic strips as well. So you can go check those out right now. Our next episode released on our main feed will be another one of these Patreon bonus episodes, Flux Chapter 2, War of the Santarans. Then after that, we'll be back for Remembrance of the Daleks with special guest Nathan Laws. Another thing I wanted to bring up before the episode starts is that we forgot to mention something, and I am surprised that Tony didn't bring it up. Dan's house was made tiny. Did you enjoy Dan's house being tiny?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine? Okay, cool. So there you go. That's the thing we missed. Tiny house. We have to point out any tiny content, and we failed you. Well, Tony failed you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow! Holidays! Anyway, the episode will begin properly after this wonderful ad.
Star Trek is a vision.
Great storytelling.
My favorite TV show of all time.
I really love it, and it's so much fun.
Join our crew aboard Earth Station Trek for your regular podcast escape into the Trekverse.
Make it so.
Let's see what's out there.
Wait a minute. I thought we all agreed to say make it so.
No, let's go. It's fun.
But make it so is iconic. It's classic.
It's too iconic.
So we're all going to do make it so?
No.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm a cat.
That's not your name, though. What's your name?
What's your name? I'm a cat.
That's not your name. What's your name?
Have a cat!
Hi, I'm Joe Heath, and you're Have a Cat?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the intro before we can get into the episode proper. What's your name?
Midnight.
Your name's not Midnight. What's your name?
Midnight.
You're making this longer than it needs to be.
I'm Midnight, and I'm a cat.
I refuse. I refuse to acknowledge this bit. I will not play. I'm going to be you in this situation. You're being silly. Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Rassilon New Who Review. Today, we're going to be talking about Doctor Who. What season is this?
Today, we're going to be talking about Doctor Who. Long pause.
Wait, is this season? Is this series 14? I don't even remember. Is this, what series is this?
Yeah.
Tony, what season is this?
I don't know. These aren't called Tony Facts.
Tony Facts!
Series 13, Episode 1, Flux. Part 1, Chapter 1, The Halloween Apocalypse, which aired October 31st, 2021, Halloween Day, the day it is set, mostly.
True facts!
And we're gonna talk about it.
Okay.
I was gonna say, should we start with like a brief recap? But what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not gonna be brief.
There's 17 plot lines starting.
I have to say, it was the experience of watching,
Flux, Chapter 1.
No.
The Halloween Apocalypse. The
classic episode that we just watched.
Delta and the Bannerman,
and then rolling right into this one was bizarre.
Yeah. They have a similar energy.
They
like a
do.
Pace. Okay.
Just like, here's some stuff. Good luck.
Here are the main things. I'm just going to clip through them real quick. The Doctor and Yaz are tracking down this dog guy, and the dog guy finds our new companion, Dan. and takes him off the planet.
I still don't understand the Dan Halloween scene.
There's so much of it.
There's so much of it, and what is it for?
I don't know, because this episode takes place on Halloween. They do nothing with Halloween. Like, I think it's just, I think he's like, it'd be funny if this dog guy showed up and he thought it was a costume. I think that's the only thing that I can think of. So he has to set up that it's Halloween. But, like, that's the only thing that's even remotely, like, the only thing that they utilize for the plot. Everything else could have been done any day. Doesn't matter. That's the only thing that's, like, Halloween important. Everything else is just fluff. So, okay, so that happens. And then we find out that the doctor's after the dog because he works for the division, which is what she... That was the people that were, like, fucking with her, like, in the time that she doesn't remember. Meanwhile, there's a guy digging shit in Victorian London. Meanwhile, there are Santarans. Meanwhile, there is a woman who will know the doctor in the past and also knows about angels and is chased by one and grabbed by a weeping angel. Meanwhile, or there's a whole bunch of dogs coming for the planet, but they're taking everyone off the planet to save them. Meanwhile, there's a guy in an outpost ship who is watching a storm come in, which is the flux that's going to destroy the universe. Meanwhile, there's also this guy who's been imprisoned possibly since the beginning of time, who kills a woman and then regenerates. There's a couple in the Arctic. He goes to them and kills one of them, and then one of them turns into another one of him. And then he apparently knows the doctor, but she doesn't know him because it's presumably from that period of time she doesn't remember. Meanwhile,
there's more.
Also, the new companion, Dan, has a crush on a woman who works at a museum who gets kidnapped by these people for some reason. Is that everything?
Oh, the first person to die in the episode was a black woman.
Yes.
That's everything.
Way to go, Chibnall. I think I covered, that's the whole plot. If that made no sense, it's about what it's like watching the episode. It's just scene, 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 scene. I'm not complaining too much.
You're not?
No. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was like a fun enough watch. I do hope that the season doesn't continue to have this structure. Like, I saw somebody say that they thought that, like, each of those random threads was, like, going to be, like, a full episode. And that would be okay. This is a weird structure choice, and I don't care for it, but there was some good stuff.
Some of it was so superfluous, though. I think you could have cut the dude digging up shit and the woman with the weeping angel with no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those two are the ones that the most felt like cold opens to a different episode.
Well, and if I sincerely hope that the structure for this season isn't that we're going to see all of these threads.
We might. I don't know.
I mean, each of them is going to take place every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be bonkers. I don't see that working at all.
I think each one of those is going to be their own separate episode, but the Swarm is going to be throughout all. Swarm is the Power Ranger looking villain, the guy who regenerated. That's my theory. Like, yeah, the Flux and the Swarm are going to be the consistent thing.
Oh yeah, Flux is like the name of, like, the overall name of this, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting that it's called Doctor Who Flux when there is a game called Doctor Who Flux with two X's, but yeah, like, I feel like this episode, the dog thing was like the main plot, right?
I think so. Yeah, because that's the one that the doctor was in.
And the one that introduces Dan, and also kind of gets resolved, kind of. You think they're, like, invading, but they're actually rescuing everyone because they're man's best friend.
What do you think about Dan?
Dan's a man.
Dan's a man.
He's fine. He's funny. I mean, I feel the same way I felt about Graham. I actually think maybe he's a little bit funnier than Graham.
Yeah.
But he's fine. I don't have any strong feelings, honestly.
I feel like they spend a lot of time establishing his character.
And he's just a privileged dude.
I mean, he's just a dude.
Well, also, but he just walks into a place and just acts like he has a job there. And then also tells a woman that she didn't see something that she did in fact see, which we haven't had since Classic Who.
That's true. We haven't seen that trope in a while. He's also broke.
He is.
We should mention.
He has no food. Because, like, isn't he, like, stocking, like, a soup kitchen or something?
Yeah, and they're like, take some. And he's like, nah.
And then he gets home and his cupboards are bare. And he's like, oh, why didn't I just take the soup? But he did have candy to hand out.
True, he did.
I was really disappointed that they didn't do anything with Halloween. They did fuck all with the concept of Halloween in this episode. There were 7 billion concepts. Halloween wasn't one of them. So there's so many new characters. I'm going to just list them off, and I want you to tell me what you think about them.
Uh-oh.
Dan. I already said what I...
Dan's a man.
Dan's a man. Diane.
She seems sweet.
She's the one who works at the museum.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's one of those characters who seems like she exists solely to be a love interest, and now she's in peril.
I thought she was going to die, because I was like, oh, someone with a... She's missing an arm. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I was like, oh, God, he's just going to kill her, isn't he?
She's just going to die immediately.
But she didn't, so the swarm. Or is it just swarm? I'm not sure. The crystal-faced guy.
I don't... One, I don't love the design.
I don't either.
I think it's... I don't know. There's just something not at all striking.
You seem to like Azure, though, which is his sister.
I do. I do like that design much better. Like, you said that, like, he regenerated or he changed form. And I was like, did he? Like, I didn't notice because the design is so...
Yeah, I'll pull up an image real quick so you can see how it changed. Because, like, this is pre and that's post.
Yeah.
It's not terribly different, but it's definitely different. Because he kills the black woman and regenerates, basically. Which I have a theory about that.
I don't know how I feel about the idea of, like, him and the doctor have this huge, long, big personal history that the doctor doesn't remember. I mean, I know that's the thing that we're doing.
I do kind of like that he's like, that gives me an advantage. Because I have knowledge of our battles that you don't have.
It just feels like cheating. I don't know if that's fair to say.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm adequately expressing it. But you know what I mean? I mean, it's retconning. It's retconning.
Yeah.
And it feels flimsy. I know I just have to accept it because that's what this is.
This is going to be.
That's what we're doing. It's fine.
What couldn't it have been the master?
Yeah.
I've seen some people think that Swarm and Azure are going to be the master and the Rani.
Oh, no, you're wrong. It's actually going to be the Valyard and the Rani.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Why not? Well, I will say, because he does regenerate at the beginning, and it kind of looks like she does, too, because, like, is she the woman? There's, like, that couple in the Arctic. Is she one of... She turns into one of them, right? Like,
yes.
He kills that guy, and then she turns into the other person.
Yes. It seemed like maybe it was, like, a chameleon arc situation or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We didn't have time for an actual explanation for anything.
I have a theory that because they do this, they're the actual race that the doctor comes from. That's my theory.
So how come the doctor doesn't have any cool... face crystals.
Hold on a second. There has been a regeneration of a crystal person in Doctor Who before. Eldred? Was that his name? And her name? Do you remember Eldred?
Yeah, because she looked cool as hell.
And then she turned into that stupid looking dude. Could they be these things? I don't remember what their deal was.
Their design isn't as good.
No. I just, that thought just hit me. Oh, by the way, when the swarm kills people, it's basically just Avengers.
It is basically just Avengers.
The snap? That's what it is. What else? Okay, so those characters. How do you feel about Vender? Vender is the guy in the outpost Rose.
I don't know. He didn't have time to do anything.
He had that one funny line.
He
said he can go to hell.
Yeah, that was a good line. That was a good scene.
I remember when, like, the Comic-Con thing panel was happening, he was on it, and, like, everybody was just, like, talking about how excited they were about his character. And then... Yeah, he doesn't really have much to do. How do you feel about Claire?
Again, I don't... She shows up, says, hey, I'm going to be in this later. And then leaves.
And then gets grabbed by
a
weeping angel.
How am I supposed to... When was the time for me to develop feelings? I didn't have the time.
That scene is the worst scene in the episode for me. Where she just shows up and she's like, Doctor, Yaz. And they're like, who are you? And she's like, oh, well, you'll know who I am in the your future, but also the past. Also, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, we don't have time for this. There's like 7 other plots. And they leave. And it's like, what was the point of this fucking scene? Like, nothing really happened except, like, I'm going to be important. The end. Like, it was bad writing. How you feel about the dog boy?
Okay. Love him. Fantastic. That was where the best writing of the show was, all around this character.
Like, from the scene where, like, he bashes down Dan's door.
Yes.
That whole scene is just hilarious.
That is peak Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's very good.
Wish his mouth was better.
It doesn't articulate very well.
Yeah.
It's... Did I cover everyone?
I think you covered everyone.
How do you feel about Gats and the Doctor? I feel like they're hitting the same beat they've been hitting. I've heard some people say, like, oh, they got an interesting dynamic because, like, the Doctor has secrets and she doesn't want to tell Yaz. And I was like, yeah, we've been doing that. That's the only thing they do with those two. Though I do feel like they were hitting the shipping stuff a little bit harder.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they get flung into the TARDIS and land on a bed together. Like a mattress.
Also, there's the thing about the doors.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What is up with that?
The doors are all over the place in the TARDIS.
And there's many of them.
There's at least three. Things I liked. There was good jokes in that dog scene. I like Jodie doing Peter Capaldi. I actually love that whole running gag where they're in handcuffs and she's like, their voice activated. And she keeps saying release and it's not working. And then she tries it in a Scottish accent because she's like, maybe it was the other guy. And then she's like, says release as Peter Capaldi. And then they crash into the TARDIS. And then she's like, ugh, that was a relief. And then, like, they come off. That's really funny. I liked how when she meets Dan, she says the thing that Nine says. It was Nine, right? Nice to meet you. Now run for your life.
Mm-hmm. That was Nine.
There was a lot of sort of references. Oh, how do you feel about the Suntarans?
I don't like the way that they look.
They look like they did in the 70s.
Yeah, they do. And that's a problem.
You don't like that? You don't like that grimy potato?
No.
You know what I did enjoy?
He did the tongue thing.
That's apparently the same guy who played Strax.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Was there anything you liked specifically?
Dog's funny.
Did you like the episode? Or did you dislike the episode?
I liked it okay enough. I don't have a stronger opinion on it than that.
It doesn't really feel like an episode.
Yeah, it's setting up so much because it's setting up basically an entire season. It has like all the worst problems of a pilot.
To me, it feels like we've had Chibnall doing RTD before. This feels like Chibnall doing Moffat, because Moffat would do that a lot, like jump around in time a lot and establish a whole bunch of things. But I feel like Moffat handled it smoother.
Sometimes.
Whereas this feels kind of clunkier, but I don't mind it so much. I kind of enjoy the pace. Because a problem I've had with a lot of Chibnall is it's slow as hell and nothing's happening. But it still has that problem of like every plot is sort of separated. Nothing sort of flows. And this is just like, here's a scene. Now here's a scene. Now here's a scene. And they don't coalesce very well. They don't flow into each other necessarily very well. It's just like, and here's a scene. I feel like at the end of the season, I'm going to be like, they could have re-edited this whole thing.
Right.
To flow more evenly. But we'll see. I don't know. I feel like I felt like I did when we watched Spyfall, the season premiere last year.
I think I liked Spyfall more. I think I was like way more energized by Spyfall.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't to say like, this was a bad episode and I didn't like it. It
doesn't have a company called Vore.
It's a good point. So, I mean, something either grabs you or it doesn't. And this was one of those things where I was like, sure, I'm watching Doctor Who and that's fun. But I don't have any strong feelings beyond that. Whereas I did kind of have that with Spyfall.
I do feel fear that it's going to have the same result as Spyfall, which is Spyfall Part 1 was fun and interesting. There's a lot of cool things. And then Spyfall Part 2 was kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried that's going to happen here, too. And also, hey, Chibnall, stop killing black women in your first episodes. What's up with that? Stop it. Now. Well, he is. He's probably already done everything he's doing.
He won't get another chance.
Yeah, I think that's all I gotta say. You got anything else you wanna say?
No.
We'll be back next time for Chapter 2, War of the Suntarans, which has a historical figure that I know nothing about. Until next time, keep calm and wrestle on. You gotta say your sign-off.
Good night.
That's not your sign-off?
What is it?
Goodbye and I love you, you sexy, sexy beast.
Goodbye and I love you in a platonic parasocial way.
Bye!
October 31st. Halloween! Trick or treat!
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.